The Zionist media smokescreen would have people think the Libyan unrest is all about tribal warfare among the 140 different tribes in Libya. In reality, there's only one tribe behind the civil war in Libya, the Jewish globalist Rothschild tribe, fronted by Talmudic Jew senator and deadly dual citizen Joseph Lieberman. The united forces of the Zionist bloodlust, Lieberman, the neocons, standing on their project for a new American century, and world Jewry are demanding a new, more malleable puppet be installed in Libya. Once again, a sham Jew humanitarian mission has penetrated another sovereign nation, bombing the smithereens out of a hapless, outgunned country with humanitarian-tipped, depleted uranium munitions, reducing a country to nuclear ruins. In an op-ed feature of the Wall Street Journal last week, Lieberman cut right to the chase, this time stripping his rant of any humanitarian veneer, demanding that Obama effect a regime change to replace Jewry's latest boogeyman, Muammar Gaddafi, so the tribe can take control of Libya's oil and other resources. Lieberman argues that arming the rebels will pave the way to a democratic utopia, read Judaic hegemony in Tripoli. How many times do Americans have to hear the same Zionist tribal lies before they figure the game out? The Talmudic senator also claims the rebels are under the moderate leadership of the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, headquartered in Washington. The truth is, the group was founded, propped up, and funded by the CIA and Israel's Mossad in 1981, and is now using the name the Transitional National Council. What lies, what double talk, what filthy deception. Lieberman also insists that any claims of jihadists being part of the rebel mix are hollow. He's lying. Big surprise. For in Libya itself, not in Washington, the opposition is dominated by quite another faction, the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, a group of mujahideens dedicated to replacing Gaddafi with an Islamic caliphate, using democratic slogans for the benefit of Western Zionist news cameras and Western Jewish funding suits them just fine on the road to installing an Islamic sultan. But, in fact, the propaganda machine is firmly in the hands of Washington-centered Zionist puppet Ibrahim Sahad, head of the Libyan Transitional National Council, who spins the usual lies before American audiences of atrocities and massacres by the new Hitler, Muammar Gaddafi. So when you hear about Libyans being involved in tribal wars, remember, it's the Zionist Jewish tribe you should really be hearing about. Even if CIA asset Ibrahim Sahad makes it to Tripoli, the tribe truly in charge will be the one from Tel Aviv.